This is psychologist Dr. Mark Rohde, and today's topic is fun. You know, enjoying yourself, engaging in recreation, finding something amusing to do, and probably something that positively connects you with others. The truth is that probably a lot of your previous life had to do with drinking and or drugging, and now you may have a bit of excess time on your hands, and you may be bored, and that boredom is a huge relapse risk. And you don't want to relapse, but you don't always know what to do either. This may sound odd, but please consider the types of recreation and what they'll mean to your self-development. Some activities tend to be solitary, like online chess against a computer. Others may include just one partner, like tennis. Or others may include a large group, like joining a hockey team. Some recreations tend to happen indoors, while others happen in the open air. Some are urban, while backpacking is clearly in the boonies. Some tend to be active, like basketball. Others tend to be relatively passive, like meditation. While these distinctions are obvious, the implications are not so obvious. You'll need to have fun that's within your comfort zone, but you'll also want to consider recreational pursuits that challenge you to grow, maybe push that comfort zone a bit. If you have tended to be solitary, consider activities that include another person or persons. Recreation isn't just about filling time. It's an opportunity to grow, perhaps even a chance to explore a new vocation. Consider options that will allow you to maintain fitness, acquire new abilities, perhaps visit a different culture, learn a musical instrument, or pick up a foreign language. There's nothing holding you back. While it's certainly not universally true, many with addictive disorders like to live on the edge and may opt for activities like skydiving or whitewater rafting that will provide an adrenaline rush. If this is you, think about surfing, snowboarding, river kayaking, or perhaps scuba diving. Some people in recovery tend to hold back from getting involved, perhaps due to weak social confidence. If this is you, you may need to push yourself by starting to engage, maybe with an online community, and then trying something like a book club, a meetup group, a birdwatching club, perhaps volunteer activities. You have options. You might want to consider an activity that allows you to give back to the community. Maybe it starts with service work at the meeting hall. Maybe you'll deliver meals to those who are homebound, participate with Habitat for Humanity, or perhaps create audiobooks for the blind. I like a quote from Winston Churchill, "You make a living by what you get. You make a life by what you give." And here's a longer list of recreational options. Skiing, snorkeling, a triathlon, mountain biking, running, volleyball, ultimate frisbee, golf, racquetball, ping pong, basketball, baseball, yoga, bungee jumping, hiking, swimming, golf, team sports, a nature walk, cycling, horseback riding, boating, fishing, pet training, a visit to the museum, go to an amusement park, photography, take a class at college, fly a drone, go to a movie, watch YouTube videos. Now try this. Think about what you've enjoyed in the past. Think about what you're dreaming of trying. Decide to do something today that you'll enjoy and tell your recovery coach. Don't tell us there's nothing to do. Just go do something. Have a good time. Thanks for listening.